Tomorrow marks 1 year since Louisville police shot and killed Breonna Taylor while executing a no-knock warrant at her apartment. In the year since, her face has appeared on billboards, on the covers of magazines. Protesters have chanted her name around the world, and she's the inspiration for a proposed law in Congress. Kentucky Public Radio's Rylan Barton reports.
It felt like there was a lot of momentum to pass policing reforms in Kentucky last year. During a demonstration in Louisville in early June, thousands showed up to protest the police killing of Breonna Taylor. The city responded quickly with a ban on no-knock warrants and the creation of a citizen review board to oversee police. And in the legislature, lawmakers from both parties voiced support for banning no-knocks statewide and putting other reforms in place.
Kentucky can be cruel to black women, even in death.
Attica Scott is a Democratic state representative, a former Louisville Metro Councilperson, and community activist. Her bill to ban no-knock warrants and create penalties for officers who don't turn on their body cameras, Breonna's Law for Kentucky, got its first hearing on Wednesday, but Republican lawmakers made it clear it wouldn't receive a vote.
I filed Breonna's Law in August of 2020 so that people would have plenty of time to tear the bill apart and provide good and important feedback. But that did not happen.
Instead, a bill sponsored by Republican Senate President Robert Stivers limiting no-knock warrants is advancing. Stivers' bill doesn't go as far as Scott's. It would still allow no-knock warrants, but only in cases involving violent crime, and it would require them to be executed between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m.
I truly appreciate Representative Scott's work in this area, and I don't think that we are seeking different outcomes. I think we are just looking at it from a different method.
Stivers didn't file his bill until earlier this month and says he's open to making changes based on Scott's recommendations. The bill ended up passing unanimously out of committee, but Scott voted pass.
Even though there's a lot that President Stivers and I don't agree on, when we can come together to have conversations about important issues, we should.
Another item protesters in Louisville have been calling for is giving subpoena power to the city's new civilian review board. The legislature would have to authorize that. But proposals so far would only indirectly give subpoena power to the board. A House bill would require subpoenas to be approved by a Metro Council committee. Republican Representative Jason Nemus says elected officials, not citizens, should be the ones to sign off on subpoenas.
That is, as everyone knows, a very big and awesome power. The documents would come to the Ethics Committee of elected officials. When, if they misbehave, they can be run out of office.
Protesters have continued to apply pressure on the legislature. Last week, a caravan of demonstrators gathered at the Capitol to call for the passage of Breonna's Law. Meanwhile, the legislature has been advancing proposals to boost penalties for people who protest. Republican Senator Danny Carroll is a retired police officer from Paducah. He sponsored a bill that would make it a crime to insult a police officer, saying police need to be able to react to disrespectful behavior.
If you see in these riots, you see people getting up in officers' faces, yelling in their ears, doing everything they can to provoke a violent response. But there has to be a method to allow officers to react to that, because that does nothing but incite those around that vicinity, and it furthers and it escalates the riotous behavior.
Another bill would give Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron power to prosecute common protest charges like disorderly conduct that are normally handled locally. Cameron is also forming a task force to study search warrant policies, though the panel is mostly made up of government officials and organizations representing police, judges, and prosecutors. At a recent rally in Frankfurt, Breonna Taylor's mother, Tamika Palmer, called for protesters to keep pushing.
Just don't give up and don't lose focus on what we're really here to do.
There's only a little time left for lawmakers to act. The legislative session ends on March 30th. For Here and Now, I'm Rylan Barton in Louisville.